We started learning the Perek Bametoimnim, and as you do, one of the famous tshuvas, last tshuva of Avshalom Zalman Neuerbach in Tov Shin Nun Hei, Nun Vov Nun Hei, right before his Ptira, 1995, was a tshuva about the crackpot. Hatmona, we know, is when you insulate something even before Shabbos, B'dover HaMoisiv Hevel, if it adds on heat, so it's awesome. So the old crackpots used to be a flat surface, an open surface. Many people have those crackpots till today. There's no question. It's an open surface. It's like a blech. You want to put a silver foil on it to make sure that it's really like a blech. You cover the buttons. It's for sure considered go v'kotum and tater bishul. That's a simple type of crackpot. The new crackpots that came out in the 90s was an insert where you take one pot of cholent and you put it inside another pot, and that pot has the insulation all around it, the wiring in the walls, and the top is not closed, but it's a koponim from all sides, from the bottom and from four sides, it's insulated and it's totally touching from all sides. So the question is, this insert, sir b'toch sir, one pot and another pot, it's hatmona, most of it, came out everything, b'dov ha'moisiv hevel. So first of all, the first question to be done on the shaila is, Hatmona b'miktsas, it's not totally tomun. Totally means that it's all four sides hermetically sealed. You cover it all around from all sides. It's not all sides. The top is open. The top doesn't have this wiring, this sir b'tach sir. It's only the bottom and the sides. So is that called hatmona or not? So it's machlekes rishonim. The Rashi beholds that even hatmona b'miktsas is also, and Ritam says it's muta. And it's really a machlekes mechaben ramah in Reishon Gimel. The mechaben paskins like the Rashi. Hatmona b'miktsas is considered hatmona, and the Ramah's mekel like the Rebbeinu Tam. Hatmona b'miktsas is not called hatmona. So for starters, for Bnei Eidus HaMizrach, those that follow the Mechaba, all the Bnei Eidus HaMizrach and Svardim, it's poshut. Hatmona b'miktsas is like the Rashba also. So this crackpot is the best case scenario is hatmona b'miktsas, but it's still also. So l'chor will be also to use. The question now is, according to the Ramah, that Atmona b'miktsas is not called Atmona. How do you look at this crackpot? What does Atmona b'miktsas mean? Does Atmona b'miktsas mean that as long as it's not from all sides, totally all around, top and bottom and all around, that's called Atmiktsas? And then it will be called Atmona b'miktsas and it would not be Atmona? Or no, maybe Atmona b'miktsas means, doesn't mean Atmona b'miktsas, doesn't mean that it's Either atmona b'miktsas means as long as it's not all around from all sides, front, bottom, top, inside. Once it's open one area, even if it's miktsas, it's already called atmona b'miktsas and it's muta, kung tiramo. Or no, maybe atmona b'miktsas means it has to be tomun b'miktsas. That means it can't have roiv tomun and one part open. It has to be covered only in a miktsas. That's called Atmona b'miktsas. So then the crackpot, which is Ruboy, this crackpot might be open on the top. It's not called Atmona b'miktsas. Because the maisis, most of it is tomun, most of it is covered. So that would be the question, even according to Ramah, is Atmona b'miktsas, is crackpot, this type of crackpot, it's called Atmona b'miktsas or not. So the truth is, this sofek, what's called Atmona b'miktsas, is it considered, as long as you have one miktsas open, even on the top, or it has to be tomun b'miktsas, and the rest has to be open, is really a sofik in the Prima Godim. Prima Godim is mistapik about that gufa. And it's not clear in the Mishnah Berurah and the Chaya Odom how we come out lemaisa in the Shita Saramah, is it called Atmona b'miktsas? Now, this is the Lagabre Nekuda of Atmona b'miktsas. Then there's another Nekuda, like you're pointing out, that it's heretically, it's so tight all around it, that would also be problematic. And also maybe it's not, it's derech bishul, it's like putting it in a place that's totally cooking from all sides. So hatmona means retaining, not cooking. So that's the whole problem with this whole type of crackpot. Al kaponim, what comes out lemaisa is that lechayra, and that was Avshalom Zalman was machmir. He said this type of crackpot, even according to the Ramah, which hatmona b'miktsas is muta, would not be called hatmona b'miktsas. Number one, it's not called miktsas; it's ruboy. And one part is open. Number two, it's hermetically tight all around, and it might also be derech bishul, the etzem zach. Lemaisa, there are mekilim, and Rabbi Yashiv came up with an etza, a solution that even according to Avshalom Zalman, it would not be a problem. How would that be? He says, if you take stones, he says, avonim, but it don't have to be stones. It could be a silver foil that's crumpled up into a bowl also. And you put it on the bottom of that crack pot where the second pot goes in. So right now it's raised, it's elevated. You can take a tuna can and put two tuna cans on the bottom. It's also going to be elevated. But practically, it's very simple. You take two silver foil bowls and you put it on the bottom. Once you have these two bowls of silver foil on the bottom, the inner crack pot is raised. So once it's ready raised, on the bottom, v'chal na tomun, it's raised. Once it's raised on the bottom, all four sides from the top are also partially exposed because it's elevated above the outer pot because it's raised in the inside. So Zok Labiyashev, then it will be considered for sure the Hatmana and Mitzvahs of the Ramah, and the Meila, that will be an Eitzah, that it should not be considered, that it just opened in one area, that would be considered all four walls partially on the top are open, the bottom is Bechal not touching directly because it's elevated, and that would be the Eitzah that would not be considered Hatmana. So even the Kung Ramah, this type of crackpot, if you do this Eitzah, if you have the regular old-fashioned one, no question. But if you have this one, then you can evade the problem of Shem Zalman by elevating it. The Gabri Din, Shi, and Chazar, and all the other things, that's a different Nakuda. But the Etzin Din HaTmona, this would make it that it's not called Tomun.